from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Brexit, Brexit, and more Brexit. Britain's crisis deepened Monday as British and EU officials scrambled to deal with the shock of British voters' decision to leave the European Union, plunging the country into what some describe as its worst disarray since World War II. Hoping to head off further turbulence at the opening of the markets on Monday, British Finance Minister George Osborne made an early morning statement saying the British economy is fundamentally strong and Britain remains open for business.
People need to know the fundamentals are strong. We have dealt with the immediate challenge of an unexpected vote as far as financial markets are concerned because we had in place detailed contingency plans. There will be an adjustment in the months ahead, but I think we are well placed to meet that adjustment. And our message to businesses, large and small, is very simple. Britain is open for business.
Now, Japanese stocks rose today, but some other Asian markets declined. Crude prices fell further and U.S. shares appeared headed for a lower opening. British pound futures fell versus the dollar and Middle East stocks declined on Sunday. On Wall Street, futures for the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Standard & Poor's 500 Index were down 0.5%. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to London and Brussels today, the first American official to do so since the big vote. Friday, President Obama said the U.K. and EU will remain indispensable partners of the United States. The Italian Coast Guard says it has coordinated the rescue of more than 3,300 migrants in the Mediterranean Sea as Libya-based smugglers exploited good weather and calm seas to launch boats full of migrants toward Italy. The Coast Guard says the migrants were saved Sunday in an area 55 kilometers north of the Libyan coast. This is VOA News.